WTIC will take more phone calls in a few minutes, but right now we're joined by Steve Obsitnik. He ran for governor last time around. He's a Republican and a tech entrepreneur. Steve, welcome back to WTIC.
Hey, Todd. Good afternoon. How are you?
So Mike tells me you're fired up on virtually every political conversation going on in the state.
Well, yeah, I was just listening to this NJ diet, this 40-day challenge.
And, yep. You ready to go?
I need it. Definitely maybe 10 pounds here. But maybe we need to do the 40-day challenge to Democrats in Hartford instead of talking about forced regionalization, grocery taxes, the synchronized toll vote, the cremation fees that they're adding on. Maybe we need to go on a 40-day NJ diet up in Democratic spending in Hartford.
An NJ debt diet.
That's right.
Oh, I love it, Steve. Well done. Yeah, so it's not impressive when you look at what's going on, and you see this toll thing continuing. And why do you wonder why they're so persistent on tolls?
It's trying to pick another pocket, in my opinion. But if you're not willing to address the problems of the special transportation fund, which we know is special because it's been a cookie jar that Democrats in Hartford have been putting their hands in for years. And when the governor last week at his State of the State said that Connecticut finally has this mojo back, that the state has dug a deep hole and maybe we've stopped digging the hole, it doesn't sound like that if we need to continuously go out there and tap the hardworking people of Connecticut's pockets for more money.
I don't know, Steve Obsitnik. You don't sound optimistic enough.
Optimism is contagious. Optimism is contagious. Make a difference.
Make a difference, Steve.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to will myself to lose 10 pounds tonight, and I can tell you what the result will probably be. Hope is not a strategy, and I do commend the governor for trying to set a tone here, because as I've said before, leaders set tone, and tone creates a culture, and culture is destiny. But tone has to be converted into action. I don't know if you saw this on Kevin Rennie's blog site that they rebranded CIRC to Advanced. CT, Advanced Connecticut, to kind of implement high impact and inclusive economic development solutions. Mm-hmm. And in the picture there, rolling out this new Advanced CT, there in the background, there's a picture of a 1985 fax machine and a 1987 Xerox copier. So
perfect.
We can try to set the tone, but if the tone isn't followed through with action, we know what we got, the same old thing.
Well, I like that you're here to pick that apart, because this idea of optimism devoid of connection to reality, that is, if you have a good plan as to how we can fix problems and you have a good political strategy for implementing that plan, well, then we can be optimistic about that. But to be optimistic as a strategy with none of those other pieces in place is just being foolish.
Yes, I agree. I mean, that's why, like, I was a lot of the ideas person, especially when it comes to economic growth. And, I talked about five steps to building 300,000 jobs in Connecticut, you know, around building career corridors and bringing our community colleges and universities and partnering with small businesses like the one I run and larger businesses here. You know, it takes that, you know, that tone, but then the commitment to following through to actually break the cholesterol free in our economic system that's known as Connecticut. I must have missed something when he said Connecticut is mojo back, because we've still only recovered 86% of our jobs since the recession. And, while the rest of the country is compounding at 2.5-3% a year, we are staying flat.
Well, he didn't say we had the jobs back. He just said that.
All right, Connecticut, we got our mojo back.
He just said the mojo's back.
Yeah, okay. I haven't seen mojo yet. I don't know if you have.
Well, it's about being optimistic, I think.
And I'm being a little tongue in cheek, because I am a frustrated optimist at my core. I am, I want to be optimistic, but I'm also frustrated at the pace at which we move, and the forces that keep us held back. And we've talked a lot about, you know, pensions, and we look at what's going on with the UConn medical drama right now. where I advocated a while ago that we should look to privatize that institution because we're losing $300 million a year. And a lot of that's tied into state workers that have pensions, which they've earned, but the state doesn't want to recognize it. But then we keep putting more money into that system, which just isn't an economic equation that's working out for the taxpayers of Connecticut.
Well, let's put you on hold for 1 minute. We'll wrap up after we get a quick traffic and weather and just hear a little bit more about what to do with the medical center. Steve Obsitnik is our guest. Steve Obsitnik is a tech entrepreneur and a former candidate for governor on the Republican side of things. So just before you go, let's chat for another minute on this medical center idea. When you read the stories about the idea being floated of doing something different in terms of UConn Health, what do you think about that when you read it?
I think people may raise it, but when you ask, I think in general in life, when you go to your child and you say to your child, you know what, you should eat your vegetables. And does the child want to eat the vegetables? Probably not. But if the child is left alone to make that decision and you leave the kitchen, are the vegetables going to be gone? Probably not. Mm-hmm. And I think the same thing is true when UConn Health is told, you know, figure out your future. If they will kind of work in their own interest as they should. And I think this decision is not about necessarily what the administrators of UConn Health think they should do, but this should be about what the governor and the legislature think the type of business that the state of Connecticut should be in. And for us, the expense growth at UConn Health of 54% over 10 years, a staggering growth. And if you take out the budget gains, it's grown by 66% over 10 years. It's unsustainable. And for us to keep writing a $250 million check every year means that either UConn Health isn't operating effectively or the governor isn't managing that element. And I believe that hospitals are best run when they're left to the private sector. You know, look at the VA. We can talk about that. I've been there many times, too. But I just think strongly that it's not a place the state of Connecticut should be in. It shouldn't be part of their business.
Steve Obsitnik, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again next week or in a couple of weeks, whatever
Thanks,
we do.
Right.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.